with SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The head of the Federal Reserve is hinting there could be more interest rate cuts this year.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell said that a sharp slowdown in hiring poses a growing risk to the U.S. economy. And he said the outlook for employment and inflation does not appear to have changed much since the September meeting. Those comments suggest that the Fed could cut its key interest rate twice more this year.
That is White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reporting, also at SRNnews.com. The latest turn of the trade tangle between the U.S. and China, reciprocal port fees, which took effect today. Meanwhile, China calling on the president to withdraw his threats for 100% tariffs.
A statement from China's Commerce Ministry said that the U.S. can't demand talks while imposing its own restrictive measures with threats and intimidation. However, it also said that despite this, communication had been maintained with working-level talks taking place yesterday. This followed claims over the weekend from U.S. Trade Representative Jamison Greer that Beijing was blocking contact.
That is the BBC Stephen McDonald. Several news organizations bucking a new deadline to accept restrictions when they cover the Pentagon.
The Associated Press, Reuters, The New York Times, The Washington Post, The Atlantic, and Newsmax all say they will not sign a Defense Department document outlining new press rules. Those rules declared large swaths of the Pentagon off limits to reporters. They also state Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth can revoke access to reporters who ask anyone in the Defense Department for information, classified or otherwise, that he has not approved for release.
That is Ed Donahue reporting. President Trump posthumously awarded the Medal of Freedom to Charlie Kirk today in a live ceremony from the White House, with his wife, Erica Kirk, on hand to accept that award. This is SRN News. A federal judge has taken the side of a Virginia high school student.
A preliminary injunction has been granted to a boy at Stonebridge High School in Loudoun County who was facing suspension for complaining about the presence of a girl in the boy's locker room. The girl is living as a boy, and when she overheard the male student complaining, she turned him in, and he was charged with, quote, sexual harassment. Two other boys who complained have already been suspended. A lawsuit is proceeding in U.S. District Court. Michael Harrington reporting.
The group Open Doors International says a lack of Bibles is hindering Christian growth in many countries, especially in Africa. The ministry says in many cases, people are making professions of faith in Christ through the work of missionaries, but without a Bible to read, they're slipping into error. Open Doors points to tribal people in Malaysia who grow up Christian but continue to do things like visit witch doctors because they have no biblical instruction to follow. This is SRN News. Instagram is making some changes it says will better safeguard teens.
Teens will no longer be able to follow accounts that regularly share age-inappropriate content, such as links to OnlyFans accounts. If teens already follow these accounts, content and messaging is blocked. Anyone under 18 signing up for Instagram is automatically placed into restrictive teen accounts unless a parent or guardian gives them permission to opt out. The company also adding an even stricter setting parents can set up. I'm Julie Walker.
A California engineer and gardening enthusiast has won the top prize at a pumpkin weighing contest in Northern California. Brandon Dawson of Santa Rosa clinched the victory on Monday at the 52nd World Championship Pumpkin Weigh-Off in Half Moon Bay. His whopper of a pumpkin weighed in at 2,346 pounds. You'll find more of these stories at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.